played on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story.
Well, Peggy, I'll let you and Nicholas iron out the rest of the plans for your wedding. After all, what can an old fogey like me know about things like that? Randy's over in the orchard. I'll go see if he needs any help.
Peggy Douglas, Aunt Mary's niece, smiled a goodbye to Lefty Larkin, the man who for so many years had concealed the fact that he was the young girl's father, was known as Aunt Mary's old friend and helper. Nicholas Dorn gave him a friendly wave. Lefty cut across the lawn toward the orchard.
Hi, Lefty. Where you been? I was looking for you a while ago.
I was up in the front porch talking to Peggy and Nicholas. Well, Randy, won't be long now before the wedding.
Oh, that's so? Have they set the date?
Yeah, about a month.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, if Peggy's made up her mind, there's no use in postponing it.
That's the way I feel. Yep, they're planning quite an affair.
Formal?
Oh, I don't know about that, but Nicholas wants her to wear the full regalia. White satin dress and veils. She's planning on bridesmaids and stuff. Wants me to give her away.
Oh, that's swell.
Yep. Makes me very happy. And they talk like they might hold a ceremony here in the garden. My garden.
Oh, that's fine, Lefty. But
what's the matter?
Well, I only hope she's going to be happy.
Why wouldn't she be?
Oh, I don't know, Lefty. I just wondered about Bill.
Oh, Bill.
But you can't just brush it off, pal. Peggy was very much in love with Bill. And I have a hunch she still is.
Oh, rats. She's in love with Nicholas. You can see it in her eyes. And they're going to be married soon.
And live happily ever after, just like in the movies, huh? Well, I only hope you're right.
I am. You can bank on it.
I can't help feeling kind of sorry for Bill, though. That poor guy's taken quite a beating, all in all.
My eye. He knew what he was doing when he married that Calvert girl.
I wonder if he did.
Well, why didn't he? He's not 15. He's a grown man. If he was such a cluck as to mix himself up with that gang, what happened since then's on his own head. I'm darned if he'll get any sympathy from me.
Now, who's that? Well, speaking of the devil.
Devil is right.
Hi there, Bill. Come on over.
Hi, Randy. Lefty, how have you been?
Okay.
Had Mary in the house?
No, she went over to visit Mrs. Plummer for a while.
Oh.
I think she'll be back before long, though.
Well, I haven't an awful lot of time. I just dropped in to thank her for something she did. Is Peggy around?
Yeah, she's around. She's up on the front porch with Nicholas Dorn.
Oh. Well, maybe I'd better...
They're planning their wedding for next month. Thinking of having it out here in the garden. Peggy wants to make a big fuss over it, you know. After all, she only intends getting married once.
How's your job getting along, Bill?
What's that? Oh, my job. It's fine, thanks, Randy.
Good. Mom's very proud of you. She says you've done some very good things. That Italian family, for instance.
Oh? Yeah, they were pretty much on their uppers. We arranged a loan for them. They're doing very well now. Got most of it paid off and going strong.
Oh, that's swell.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta get busy and finish painting the back porch before it gets dark. I'll see you later, Randy. And Bill.
So long.
I'm sorry about Lefty, Bill.
That's okay, Randy. I understand it.
It's too bad he feels that way. It makes it tough for all of us.
Oh, well, I know how he feels. I don't blame him. He'll never forgive me for having hurt Peggy. I'll never forgive myself, for that matter.
Gosh, I don't know. People get themselves into the darndest messes, don't they?
They sure do. And once you're in one, it's a question whether you can ever straighten things out. And that's what I wanted to see Aunt Mary about. She's been trying to help me get my life into some kind of shape.
Oh, Mom's wonderful that way. She usually can see a way out of people's troubles, if they'll give her half a chance to help them.
Yeah. Well, she certainly did me a good turn. I guess you know they awarded the baby to Kit when we got the divorce.
Yeah, sure, I heard about that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's been driving me nuts, see, thinking of that kid of mine growing up under Ben Calvert's influence.
Well, I don't blame you, Bill. I'd feel the same way if I were in your spot.
I talked to my lawyer, Angus McKillop. Do you know him?
Oh, sure I do. Big, lanky, red-headed guy. Quite a character.
Yeah, he's a very smart man, though. Well, anyway, I wanted him to petition, reopen the case and see if we could possibly get the decision about custody reversed.
Uh-huh. What'd he say?
Absolutely no soap. Said we couldn't possibly win on the evidence we have. Or rather, the evidence we don't have. Told me I'd just be wasting my money and his time. He talks straight from the shoulder, you know. No hemming and hawing.
Well, where does Mom come into all this?
Well, that's the amazing thing. I don't know how she did it, but the Killips agreed to do what he can. Told me I had Aunt Mary to thank for the fact that he's going against his better judgment.
Oh, good for Mom. Yeah, she usually gets her own way when she goes after something she believes in.
I know. It sure threw me for a loop. Because he'd said absolutely nothing doing the last time I talked to him.
Oh, that's swell, Bill. I sure hope it works out.
Well, if it doesn't, it won't be McKillop's fault. Once he does take over, according to everything I heard, he's real dynamite.
Well, we'll hope it pans out then.
Yeah.
What'll you do if it doesn't work, though? If your ex-wife wins the case anyway?
I don't know. Gosh, my life's been up in the air for so long, I can't imagine what it would be like not to have something hanging fire. To know where you stand once and for all. Well, I sure have learned a lot through this whole thing. But I wonder if learning about these things ever makes much difference.
Gosh, I don't know. It does seem as if people have a special talent for getting themselves into emotional jams.
Yeah. Of course, you've been lucky. I can't imagine you getting yourself all messed up. Somehow I think you're the kind of guy who'll coast along without being too much affected one way or the other.
Yeah?
You were lucky having a mother like Aunt Mary. She probably gave you some pretty solid ideas while you were growing up.
Oh, that's true. She did.
Makes a big difference. And now to tell the truth, I never thought much about girls while I was going to school. Didn't have much time, for one thing. Working my way kept my nose to the grindstone.
Yeah, it would.
So when I finally did begin to think about them, it hit me with a jolt.
Uh-huh, big flash. And you wondered where you'd been all that time, huh?
More or less.
Well, you'll know better next time anyway.
Yeah. If there ever is the next time. And on a way, I envy you, Randy. Knowing your way around, not being bothered and upset. No emotional complications. You have no idea how lucky you are.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
But a little later, as Randy Lane watched Bill get into his car and drive away, he thought...
No emotional complications, huh? Lucky? Well, sure, that's right. Yet, funny, when Bill said that, it sounded wrong. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm not so lucky. And when Bill said that, wonder why it suddenly reminded me of Lily. The day she worked in the garden with me. She looked lovely. Sort of as if she belonged. Talking that crazy lingo of hers. Trying to pretend she's tough and cynical. Lily Devon. She'll be coming back here before long. She'll be around a lot. Funny, I keep thinking about her. Can't seem to get her out of my mind. Better watch my step. Maybe Bill's wrong. Maybe I'm not as smart as he thinks I am.
Yes, Randy. Perhaps when Lily Devon returns, you'll find the even simple pattern of your life very much changed.
When you want to bet on sports, play it on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over under.
BetRivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. BetRivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance!
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.